The Lord is in his holy temple, that all the earth keeps silent before him. Let me say good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Let's get ready now for our morning worship service. As in all our program participants, let's get ready for our morning worship service this morning. Go ahead and pray for the service right where you are. Pray that God will use our young people in a very powerful way. Go ahead and pray for the service right where you are this morning. Pray for our youth. Pray for our choir. Pray for our musicians. Pray that God will bless us in a very powerful way. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, right now, that thou will honor our request as we talk to you. We thank you for your glory and your power. Now, God, we just pray that thou continue to forgive us all of our sins for the thought, word, and deed. Our worship on us. Bless us. Bless our young in a very special way. We claim the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. Amen.
Thank you.
dwellers in the courts of our God.
O Lord, I love your habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
But Lord, in his own temple, the earth is silent before him.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye earth, sing praise.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
You got anybody on schedule? Anybody on the program? Perfect praying? Go all the way around, Faith. Go around that way. Some of you are early and middle today. You go all the way around. Amen.
Thank you.
the Lord with all your heart, and we not on your understanding. Let the Lord bless all his children.
Amen. Announcements.
Text messages as well as your emails as much as possible.
to try to communicate well here in our church. Bad communicator asks for trouble, but we communicate well here in our church. We try to send out as much as possible through the text messages, as well as through our emails, as well as within your bulletin. Amen. On Sunday morning, so we have a litany of things to take place here in our church, within your bulletin, as well as through your text messages. So make sure that we chime in as the body of Christ. Let's get ready for Wednesday. Well, let's get ready for this afternoon. Sister McDaniel has her first blue day. Amen. And we want to Cloudwell, Alabama. At what time?
3:00.
Okay, so you sit within your program at 3:00 at Cloud, Alabama, St. Peter A.L.B. Church. So let's make sure we be able to attend that as many as possible. And we are going to St. Paul A.L.B. Church in Brundage. So we'll split up, I guess, how we can do it if we can. But we're going to try to make some of the different meetings we have to do. Appreciation program. That's okay. Amen. All right, let's see. Wednesday at 11 o'clock, we have a dementia workshop here at our church. We need all our members to attend, to come. If you're able to come and attend this much needed workshop, that will help you as a caregiver, help you give you some good positive tips on how to take care of a person that's suffering with dementia or suffering with different things of that nature. So they're going to come and give us some good golden nuggets on what to do and what not to do when you are helping a loved one who's making that transition. Amen. That with my father going through it, when he went through it, I attended some workshops and got some healthy nuggets. And some of you all here in the church who went through it gave me some healthy advice, and I applied it with my daddy, and it was a smooth transition, okay? So very helpful to get that information. It's free. Everything free. Just walk in. You don't have to register nothing, but they'll have booklets for you. They'll have information available for you. All right, that's it. Anything else? We got our baptism today. Get ready for our baptism today. And then we'll get ready to exit the church for service. Amen. All right. Come on, officers, prepare now for our giving. Let's prepare to give it our tithes, was it our offering? Brother Michael, good to see you. Good to see you this morning. Come on, y'all, let's give Brother Michael a hand of praise. Amen. Amen. Bless you. You done made it back home, huh? Amen. Amen. We're missing you, too. Lord have mercy. Good. All right. Thank you.
everybody all over the room, open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
My hallelujah. What do you do
when life be life. Amen. What do you do when life be life? Amen. Look to your neighbor. To your neighbor's a neighbor. My good neighbor. What do you do when life be life? Look to your neighbor. To your neighbor's a neighbor. I show them good neighbor. What do you do when life be life? Life. Amen. All right. If that's a word, but we'll use it. Amen. 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 Let us pray. Father, thank you for your glory. Thank you for your power. My God, this is your time, this is your place, these are the people, so help that way. Speak to me, speak through me. Claim the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What do you do when life be life? Life be life. Amen. Amen. Somebody shout, life be life. Senior saints, baby boomers, the phrase life be life is a phrase that we hear quite often in 2024. The phrase life be life, just the other day I was channel surfing and laid it on a hilltop channel, and the people were talking about life be life. Just the other day, I was driving and landed on 104.3. That's a Christian network channel. And the lady was talking about life being life. This phrase, this slogan, we will hear quite often in 2024. This slang slogan is a slogan that our young people use, which means that they are talking about life is tough. When we hear our young people talk about life be life, and they're talking about life is hard. Life is difficult. Life has a lot of battles. Life introduce you to a whole lot of setbacks. So whenever we hear our young people, hear our young adults talk about life be life, and they're talking about that their life has shifted not so much for the better but for the worse. They're talking about not the sunny days but the rainy days. They're talking about not the mountain experience but the valley experiences that they go through. And I think that we are missing communication with our young people by saying that they're not going through something or going through things in this life. Hallelujah. But let me forewarn you that your baby and my babies, they go through a lot in 2024. And in this generation, in this society, they have to deal with a whole lot of stuff that you and I, we didn't even have to deal with. Glory. And the truth of the matter, life. What do you do when life be life? What do you do when you in school and here you are trying to get your grades and yet your peers are jealous of you because mama and daddy take well care of you and they picking on you, they teasing and bullying you? What do you do when life be life at school? What do you do when life you feel isolated at home, as if mama giving you a cold shoulder, as if daddy giving you a cold shoulder, won't no one hear you out? What do you do when life be life at home? What do you do when life be life at the church when you want to participate on program but the pulpit bypass you and select someone else? What do you do when life be? And I text this morning,
this major prophet of God has given us an answer to the question, what do you do when life be life?
Yes, Lord.
The text says that the king died.
Yes, Lord.
And when the king died, Isaiah saw the Lord.
Yes.
He said, I saw him sitting on his throne, high and lifted up, and a train filled the temple. You know, when I preach this particular message, you know my 3 points. You got to look up, you got to look in, and you got to look out.
Hey.
The first one is that upward look.
Yes,
Isaiah, first of all, looked up.
Yes.
When life be laughing, young people, you got to look up. When you experience some setbacks, some difficulties, some hardships in this life, you got to look up.
Yes.
It's hard. Isaiah's life at this point because the king had died. This particular king, King Uzziah, was a good king. He was a provider for the people in the village.
Yes,
unlike other kings, kings were takers, while prophets, they were givers.
Yes.
But this king had a different spirit upon him. He was a giver and not a taker.
Yes.
He paid a whole lot of mortgages and a whole lot of rent in the community.
Yeah.
He paid a whole lot of light bills. He put food on a whole lot of tables. He bought a whole lot of vehicles for people in the city of Enterprise. This was a good king. This king is one that you celebrated with. This king made sure when he ate, everybody else ate. This king was a positive king. This king had it going on. And the Bible says that when the king died, it hurt the heart of Isaiah, because the king was his provider. What do you do when life be life? And you got to be like Isaiah in the text. You got to look up. The Bible said that when the king died, the Bible said that Isaiah said, I also saw the Lord sitting on his throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Look at the posture of God in the text. We call it nonverbal communication. God has not said a word in the text, but just because of his posture,
yes, Lord,
Isaiah understands that God is still in control.
Yes.
When life be life, then you got to understand that God is still in control.
Yes, Lord.
I know it's tough. I know it's difficult. I know you're going through some setbacks, but at the end of the day, you got to exhale and understand that the God that you serve, he has not brought you this far to leave you.
Yes.
Well, whenever you look up, you got to be like Isaiah in the text. You got to see the posture of God. You don't serve a weak God, but you serve a strong God. You serve a mighty God. You serve a God who spoke and everything came into existence. How in the world can you be fearful of people when this dead man raised him? people have unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. But point number two is inward. After he looked up, he looks from within. He said, woe is me. Not mama. Not dad. Not my spouse. Not my children. Not my grandchildren. But woe is me. Isaiah at this point, because he had an upward look, he was able to see himself. Young people, when life be lifing, you got to see yourself. You can't play the blame game when life be life. When life is hard, when life is difficult, when things have shifted for the worse, you can't do like us as adults and play the blame game. Because if you play the blame game, you will become stoked. With no solution to the problem. Lord have mercy. And Isaiah is trying to teach us in the text. He said, first, it got to start with me. Isaiah said, now here I am in the glory of God, a man of unclean lips. Before he pointed to the congregation, he first of all pointed to himself. Mama said, when you point one finger, look at how many point back at you. Lord have mercy. In other words, you got to learn how to deal with self, young people. Get yourself right. Do what's right in school. Do what's right at home. That's when the Lord will bless you so you can bless someone else. Don't, amen, put all the blame on your friends. Don't put the blame on your brother or your sister. Don't put the blame on someone else. You go ahead and take responsibilities right now of doing your homework, sitting in class and doing what you're supposed to do, making sure that you pass all your grades. Mama and daddy, we don't have time to be checking on you every 5 minutes while you're in school. We're trying to work so you can keep on wearing the joints and keep on wearing the Nikes. When we clock out, that takes money away from the house. But as long as you do what you're supposed to do, we'll be there to assist you. Church of the Living God, when you look in, Isaiah said, I'm in good company because I'm in the midst of people who have unclean lips. In other words, young people, it's not so much, amen, on your side. You got to understand that mama and daddy, we have been through what you're going through. And that's what, amen, Isaiah is trying to show us in the text. Don't you get the big head because you're grown now. Don't you get the big head because you're grandpa now. Don't you get the big head because you're Gigi now. You got to understand at one point you had unclean lips. At one point you were going through some badness. At one point you had some hardships in your life. And the same God who brought you out is the same God who can bring the people out. Life be light. And who would go for us?
Hallelujah.
Then said I, here am I.
Yes,
send me. Now you got to look up, look in, now you got to look out.
Hallelujah.
You got to have an upper look,
yes, sir.
An inward look,
yes, sir.
Now an upper look.
Yes,
when life be life,
yes.
You got to stay busy.
Amen.
The worst thing that you can do is go in your closet,
yes,
and shut the door. When life be life.
Yes, Lord.
We can't come in to you, and you can't come out to us.
Hallelujah.
And your four wall will close up on you in a minute.
Hallelujah.
That's why Isaiah said, now I have an outward look.
Yes,
he said, even though the king has died and life be life, he said, I'm going to stay busy.
Amen.
Because in the process of staying busy, it will help my mind not to stay hooked up to the past. Lord have mercy. That's why God asked the question in the text. God said, who would go for me? Now come on, God, you're a wise God. You all knowing God. Now, God, how in the world are you asking a question in the text? It seems like when you ask a question, you're trying to find out something.
Hallelujah.
How are you trying to find out something when you all knowing and all wise, all powerful God? God is giving us a teachable moment in the text. To show us, he's looking for individuals that he can use, young people, right now in order to bless them so that they can be a blessing to someone else. And that's all God is saying in the text. Who would love to be a missionary for me? Who would love to sing in the choir for me? Who would love to preach the gospel for me? Who would love to play an instrument for me? That's all God is saying in the text. He's trying to find a willing vessel that he can flow in order to have an outward look one more time. And I'm glad about it this morning. As I exit from the text, that God had the desire to participate with you and I. He wants us, amen, to partner with him as we do the work of the Lord. Notice that God in the text is not forcing himself upon the people. He wants the people to engage in his relationship with him. And when you do it, God will blow your mind. When you have an outward look this morning, you're not only able to see what's going on in your household, but you're able to see what's going on in the community, the county, and the city. Is there anybody here this morning who realized that the God that we serve, he will give you an outward look? Every morning you kingdom come up on you, you ought to have a desire for God to use you one more time. The question, who would go for that? And Isaiah spoke up and said, got to look up. We got to look up. Got to look up. You see, got to see God. You got to see God in the midst of the day, in the midst of a dark valley. You still got to see God. And don't give up on your prayer life. Don't give up on your church life either. Life be life, and you ought to be the preacher of the church. You ought to be pulling on me and saying, give me the keys to that church, man. I got to go to church. Wednesday, I was going to church. I got to make it. Because back when he saw the Lord's train fill the temple, the anointing and the presence of God was in church. And when we go through life in life, we stop praying, we stop reading our scripture, and we stop coming to church. Brother, we say, we're going through something. I'm like, that's the first thing you want to do is pray, read scripture, and come to church. Yeah. Life will be life. Now you got to look within. That's personal. Now you got to look within. Look within. He said, I'm in the company of a whole lot of people got issues. But he said, God, deal with me and my issues. He said, life is life. It's tough. I'm about to quit my career. I'm about to quit my family. I'm about to quit the church. I'm about to quit life itself. I'm ready to check out. Life be life. The Bible says that an angel put on his tongue a coal of fire. Purify it. Change it from the inside.
Oh, yeah.
And after that, God asked the question, who can I see? Who will go for it? He's so smart. He's so intelligent. He wants you to participate. He wants you to engage in this relationship. He wants you to be a part of the blessing. This tell the church is going to be here.
praise you for it. Thank you, God, for your delivering hand. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, pray, God, for our children at your altar. We lift up our babies. Keep using them in a very powerful way. They are willing vessels ready to be used by you.
Yes.
Keep them in your care.
Oh, yeah.
We claim a good reward.
Uh-huh.
As they lead in those schools, celebrate readers, straight A's in math, science, history, English, spelling, and so on. God, we thank you right now for using them. Very powerful word. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, come, God, pray, Lord, for our sister. Pray, God, for her right now in the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord will continue to be a fence all around her. Protect them all from her home and danger. God, we know that you're able, God, to do exceedingly abundantly more than we ask or think. Cover with your blood. Protect them all from her home and danger. We claim a good reward in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now for our sister. Pray, God, for them to push your anointing for a fresh upon her. Keep her, God, in perfect peace. As she intercedes on behalf of her family, we thank you, God, for making a way for her. Thank you, God, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, come pray to the Lord right now for a mother. We lift our mother meals before you. You said, with the two of you to the green, you may not meet. Come, God, pray right now for strength. Pray the Lord for thy healing touch. Move like you never moved before. When life be life, that gives you another opportunity to flex your muscles. Display your glory right now in her life. We claim another good report in Jesus' name.
Consecrate the water in the mighty name of Jesus.
pray, God, that the Lord will use this as an opportunity for interchange, as the parents help guide and mold and shape our baby in the right way. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
That's all the praise God for whom all blessed the flow. Thank you.